This 96.5 podcast is brought to you by station sponsor alisajames.com.au.
For all your fashion needs at a fraction of the cost, live the look.
The family show, Liam, Robbie and Joe, and Bruce Sullivan is from Red Hot Relationships. We're into that time of the year. It can be a little hectic. What to do to make this month a peaceful month at home? Morning, mate. What are your tips?
Yeah, look, good morning to you. It seems that people have this love-hate relationship with this time of the year, and people, you know, some people just can't wait for Christmas Day, and some people can't wait for it to be over. So I thought probably a good time, now that we've hit December in that home straight, just have a little conversation about some of the things that you can do to make sure that you keep a little bit of peace, joy, love and harmony in your household. Because I don't know about you, but I've bumped into a few people already that are having the signs of stress emerge, and it's starting to fracture a few relationships.
It's good stress though, Bruce. I mean, I look forward to the 26th when you know you can undo your belt because you've eaten way too much, and you've got that 2-week period between Christmas, New Year and going back to work where that's when you relax and have a sleep. And this month is busy, but it's a good busy.
Yeah, and that's good, and I think that framing up, that's the key issue. How are you framing it up? You're saying already that it's a good stress, and I think one of the things that can help with that is to, you know, what are you actually looking forward to? Are you really clear in your head about what you're looking forward to? And I think, you know, now's a good time to start getting your expectations right. Clear expectations, but also realistic and maybe adjusted expectations about, you know, how's that day going to play out at the end of the year? And I'm not talking just about the food and where you're going to have it, etc., but when you're framing up the day, how are you thinking the day is going to be? Because probably, you know, Uncle John hasn't changed in the last 12 months. He's probably still going to sit at the table and burp and not say much and not be interested in you and not be participatory. So if you've got some expectations that all of a sudden, you know, Uncle John's had some epiphany about relationships and he's going to come and be giving and loving and grateful and happy and really add to that conversation that day, probably those expectations are going to set you up for a little bit of disappointment. So, you know, we can't change people, but we can certainly change ourselves and how we look at the world. And, you know, if you're starting to frame things up in a positive space already, that's going to make a big difference for that day.
What about all the stuff that happens sort of between now and the day? I mean, just, you know, so many Christmas parties and get-togethers and the expectations of suddenly, you know, triple or quadrupling your usual kind of social calendar. I mean, is it all right to say no to some things?
Oh, look, I think it is, Robbie. And, you know, one of the biggest challenges that we all have as human beings is that from about 2, you realise that approval's a really good thing. So when you say yes to mummy and daddy, you get this flood of approval. And when you say no, you get this flood of disapproval. So we get used to saying yes at a really early age, and, you know, quite often we get almost addicted to the approval. So, you know, it's a little bit like you can have everything in life, just not all at the same time. So if you want to arrive at Christmas still happy, sane, peaceful and in love with your partner and with life, then it's okay to have a couple of people just go, well, you know, be disappointed that you can't come, and hey, look, we are too. Make sure, you know, we get in early next year and let's lock it in so we can catch up next year and deal with that little bit of disapproval, and, you know, hey, get back on with your life, because there's tomorrow's waiting for you as well. So, you know, no is okay for now, and get used to the disapproval. That makes a difference.
Struggling to relate, Bruce, because I don't find this time of the year stressful. Like, I'd be celebrating from the 1st of November if I could. I really like to stretch this period out, and we're on the air right up until, you know, Christmas, and we're working and we've got parties, and then I want more parties. This is good times, good time of year.
Yeah, look, and that's the framing up. And I think if you can frame it up, like, so no matter what, already in my head, Christmas Day is going to be an amazing day. And, you know, the lead up to Christmas is going to be great. You know, the recreation afterwards, you know, we get a couple of weeks off after Christmas too. So I'm looking forward to those afternoon nana naps and just hanging out with the kids or maybe going for a swim. I'm looking forward to all of that. And I think some people just don't frame it up that way. It's almost like they want you to take on some of their stress and take on some of their guilt. You know, well, you obviously don't care about what the house looks like, and you obviously don't care about where the meals, and you don't care about all the things that I've got on. So it's being sensitive, I think, to other people in that space. You know, if you want something a particular way this Christmas, then do it because you want to do it. Like, so, you know, if you want the house really clean, don't get stressed about it. Why don't you crank up the music and clean up the house and put some joy and peace into that? You know, if you really want the roast when everyone else is happy with ham and salad, don't be in the kitchen clanging saucepans and, you know, doing this roast because it's Christmas time and I've got to go to all these parties. I'm going to all these parties because I said yes and it's going to be good fun. I'm cooking a roast. Why? Because I love roast on Christmas Day. And if you guys don't want to cook roast, you can go and sit outside and have a cold drink and I'm going to be inside with love, peace, joy, happiness in my heart, cooking up a roast. I want the house clean. You guys go and do what you want. I'm cranking up my favourite music and I'm going to clean the windows and vacuum the house because that's how I want it. And I'm not going to make you feel guilty or low or miserable because you don't want it the same way I do. And I think in that space, you know, gosh, you get that bit right and you'll have certainly a more joyful Christmas.
How to Survive the Month from Red Hot Relationships. Easy, our man Bruce Sullivan. Always with some good advice on the radio, mate. We'll talk next week.
This 96.5 podcast has been brought to you by alisajames.com.au.
Fashion accessories online. Live the look.